Hey, Don. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hi. Good.
Good. I'm just getting back in from lunch. I just got your voicemail there. Is now a good time for you to talk? Do you got a few minutes?
Yeah. That's fine. I'm just sitting here making me a sandwich and have my lunch. We're a little behind you, I think. Where are you guys at?
We're in San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Okay. Well, I'm not behind you then.
Where are you guys located here?
Huh?
Where are you guys located?
We're in the Central Valley in Visalia, up by Fresno.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to pull up the name of your company. It's Creative Landscape and...
Creative Landscape Designs.
Creative Landscape Designs. Okay. Let me... Give me 1 second here to pull this up. That way I got the correct notes in front of me. Creative Landscape Design. I was trying to pull your guys' profile up a few days ago when I was trying to get in contact with you through the email, and for some reason it wasn't popping up here, but it might have been that reason why.
Might have to go put ink on the back end of it, I don't know.
Here we go. Visalia?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. All right. So yeah, I believe I left you a voicemail there. Yeah, and it was in reference to the offer we sent out. I listened to your voicemail. You're looking into consolidating some loans or debt that you have, if you wanted to.
Yeah, I've got some tax things I need to get taken care of, and a couple of old loans. I'd like to just consolidate it all and see if we can't get a little less. Hit every month, you know what I mean?
Of course. So let's first start there with the taxes. Did you have like a tax lien that was on you, or did you just file and you owe? What's the situation?
Well, we've got a deal worked out with the IRS to make payments.
Okay.
Made one payment so far, so we're kind of into that right now, but I'd like to be able to just get rid of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. How much did you guys owe on the taxes?
About 60 grand.
60, okay. Okay. And then you said you also had some current loans out on the business as well. Is that the case?
Yeah. I've got one through OnDeck. It's about 15, there's probably about 15,000 left on that. That'll be done in December.
Okay.
It's one of those that you pay daily on, and it's just kicking my butt, you know?
Okay.
It costs me $5,000 a month.
Oh, wow.
And between that and this tax thing, it's just, and a couple other things, it's getting tough, you know?
Of course. Was there any other loans you had other than the one with OnDeck? Did you have any other working capital or business loans?
Yeah, I've had one with our bank.
Mm-hmm.
I took that out years ago, but when we just kind of made minimum payments on it forever, and you know, it just take it forever to get it paid off. And that's about, I don't know, $25,000, somewhere in there.
Okay. Remaining on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know, there might be a few other things. I don't, you know, and these are just some rough figures I'm throwing out at you at this point, you know.
Yeah, of course. You know, as far as, are you familiar with working capital then, I'm assuming?
What do you mean?
Like with the program itself, how the nature of it, how they work.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm familiar with OnDeck thing.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you took one out with them, they're going to be similar in structure. It's usually based more off of your top line revenue. Do you know what you guys did in sales there last year? I can give you a ballpark here of what we might be able to free up for you.
Probably 1.5 million.
Okay, and how are sales this year? Are you about on track to do the same? Doing better, worse?
Probably closer to 2 million last year, and I'd have to check, but you know we might be about 1.5 million this year. I don't know.
Okay. So trending a little bit downward, but still a healthy cash flow there. It sounds like.
Yeah, we had a couple of big parks that we did that were large jobs.
Okay, and what is it you guys exactly do there? Do you specialize in anything in particular, or are you pretty across the board?
Landscape construction.
It's landscape construction, okay. And are you guys commercial and residential?
Yeah.
Okay, so you do both. And, I mean, as far as getting the name out there, do you guys do marketing, or is it all word of mouth?
Mostly word of mouth and some marketing, not much.
Okay. So did you have a ballpark there as far as the capital goes for how much you were looking to bring on? Or did you just want to see the largest approval we could get you?
Well, again, this is one of those daily payback things in short term.
With working capital, terms are going to be anywhere from 3 to 36 months. And then the payment structures are daily, weekly, or monthly. So you definitely have some options that are available there. Did OnDeck specifically give you terms as to why they did a daily payment with you? Was your credit maybe not the best, or were the bank statements not looking good at the time? Did they give you a specific reason?
I don't remember. I didn't know they did anything other than that. I've talked to them since, and mm-hmm. I think the longest they could go out was like 18 months. That was what their setup was.
Yeah, 6 to 24 is usually what first-timers get in with us. Obviously, uh-huh. If you look fantastic on paper, 36 months is the longest we do, but usually it's in the 6 to 24 months to start. Have you gone on deck maybe to look at like refi options, or you don't want anything to do with them anymore?
Oh, not really. I mean, I started talking to them because I thought I saw something about how they had some longer terms, and I talked to them about it, and it wasn't really anything I was interested in. Like I said, it was 18 months, and
mm-hmm.
that was as long as their terms that they had. That was the only product that they had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I got an email from you, and I thought I'd see what you guys have.
Of course. You're sitting in, if you guys did around $2 million, you're probably sitting in the anywhere from, I would say, maybe 120 to 220 range in capital that we could free up for you. I'm trying to do the math here. If you have, you got the $60K on the tax lien, you got another 15, 75, 95. Does this sound about right? Maybe around like $100K there. You'd like to consolidate?
Yeah, I was thinking 100 to 120. Like I say, there might be a couple other small ones in there I might want to throw in there, you know.
Mm-hmm. As far as like maybe credit cards, or what other things were you looking to pay off?
I think there was a credit line, and I don't even remember what the balance is on that. I'd have to check.
Okay.
But I just remember when I was first thinking about this, I was thinking about probably about 120 grand.
Okay. You're definitely in that ballpark there of what we could do to consolidate. With the application, the three things that we do look at is it's a one-page app, it's 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then it's your 2015 tax return. What we would need on top of that then is the like current balance and payment structures here for like the OnDeck, the one that you have on with the local bank there, the credit line. For us to consolidate all that, we would just need the current statements and status of those.
Sure.
And then
yeah.
That way we can try and implement as much as possible. But did you have a time frame of when you wanted to get the ball rolling on this? Is this something early in the stages? Was this as soon as possible?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I got another payment. I got there's that American Express thing. There is a credit card thing I'd like to get paid off. But yeah, I've got another payment coming up. Some payments coming up towards the end of this month. So.
Okay. As far as the approval process, it's once you get that paperwork to me, I can usually get you an answer in about 24 hours. Underwriting will present terms. If it makes sense for you in the business, we can usually get you funded in just about 24 to 48 hours after that. So we do move fairly quick. We are able to get you this capital here, and you can consolidate all of that how you like.
Well, I mean, at 120 grand, what are we looking at as far as payments? Is it going to be doable for me,
Yeah, of course. What were you maybe looking for as far as the structure there?
I'd like to take it out as long as we can and do maybe a monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the daily thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's definitely something we can look at, especially too. Most people will get approved on the daily or weekly starting, but you can set up the structures there to where they take it out a month at a time there. So you would basically just pay in advance. I know most of them allow that too. So even if you did only get qualified on a weekly, you can set payment structures to where it just gets taken out at the beginning of the month there. So did you have like a ballpark figure on what you could afford in payments per month there? Do you know what you're paying currently?
Wow, I mean, I'd like to be able to get down to around $2,500 a month.
Okay, what are you paying currently?
Well, with everything, I don't know. I'd have to add it all up real quick, but you know, I know I got $5,000 just in the on deck. But like I say, that's going to be gone in December.
Okay.
And I know my IRS one is like $2,500. And then, let me get something right on. I just came in the house to make lunch. I'm not out there in the office. So we got, IRS and on deck was $5,555 probably. And then, Yes, I mean, it's almost $10,000 a month.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, we're choking.
Yeah, that's a lot there. Okay, so that's the kind of the goal figure there that I'm going to try and beat then that we can do for you. And then, was there going to be maybe any other use there for the capital? Were you just looking to consolidate, or was there any opportunities there with the business you could also use some capital for?
Well, I mean, I need new material, but or new some new equipment, but I didn't want to do that at this particular time, I don't think.
Well, yeah. Well, I was going to say there. We also have an equipment financing program that's separate, and it's much more attractive terms and rates there. So, if there was equipment you were maybe looking to bring on for the business as well, that's kind of been our bread and butter here for a little over 14 years now. That's what we started off on was equipment. So, we have extremely competitive pricing when it comes to that. So, is that something you usually look to bring on here in the fourth quarter, or is that not till 2017 that
well,
you look
if
to make
I can get, if I can get some payments down to work and I'm not choking so bad, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, then let's do this. I have, let me see what I have. What's a good email there for you, Don?
Well, one you've been using, donmcwillie@aol.com.
donmcwillie@aol.com. Okay, let me make sure that one matches the one that I've been sending. Okay, yeah, donmcwillie. Okay, perfect. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to shoot you a email. It's going to have the list of what we would need to get the approval process going. Like I told you before, it's just the one-page app, the bank statements, and the tax return, and then I'll also put down the current balances and payment structures there for the loans that you do have. As soon as you can get that over to me, I get you submitted to underwriting. We can kind of see what programs we're going to have available for you, and then if it makes sense, we can proceed from there. But when do you think you might be able to get that paperwork back to me?
Probably this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do here is get this email going. As soon as you can get that over to me, or if you have any questions, just shoot me an email or give me a call. I should be available here till about 3:30. And as soon as you get that to me, we can get you submitted and see kind of what we're working with for you.
Is this doable?
This is looking like it might be doable, Don. It's definitely, you're in the realm there as far as, you know, the sales. And one thing, though, that I actually didn't bring up was your credit situation. Was it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Probably somewhere in the middle.
Do you have a rough figure of where you might be at, like 600?
I have no idea. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, with the working capital, you know, they do look more on the top at the top line revenue than anything. Credit's more of a, just to make sure that you don't have a tax lien against you, and if you do, that you at least have a payment set, structure well, set up, which you do.
Which we do, yeah.
Perfect. Yep, then you'll be okay with that, and we'll kind of go from there. But I'll shoot this over here. I'll follow up with you tomorrow if I don't hear back in the morning, and we'll just take it one step at a time.
All right, I'll try to get back to it as soon as I get back in the office. Thank you.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, Don. Enjoy your day.
All right, thanks. Uh-huh. Bye.